I'm Aaron Schachter, and you're listening to The World. We're going to spend the rest of the show talking about some touchy issues, stereotypes, and race. Last week, the head of one of Egypt's top soccer teams used a racial slur on TV to refer to a soccer player. The player is a darker-skinned Nubian from southern Egypt, and the team owner's comment about him blew up on social media. As Hanna Baba of KALW reports, the racist comment itself wasn't so unusual in Egypt, but the reaction to it was.
Al-Ashira Masa is a popular daily Egyptian call-in show that has viewers around the world. And on July 3rd, many of them were shocked to hear this. That's Murtada Mansour, head of the Zamalek Soccer Club, calling in and slamming the host for having the soccer player Ahmed Al-Marghani on as one of his guests. Mansour is yelling, "Why do you have this boy on? He doesn't deserve time on your show. He wasn't raised right. He's a traitor." A traitor, he says, because Al-Marghani criticized Egyptian President Sisi for his handling of violence in the Sinai Peninsula. Then the rant got uglier. Mansour yells, "Why do you have this servant on, this doorman?" A not-so-veiled reference to Al-Marghani's race. Nubians are the darker-skinned, marginalized minority in Egypt. They've traditionally held lower-status, lower-paid jobs. Maids, servants, doormen. Mansour seems to be saying that because Al-Marghani is Nubian, he wasn't worthy of being heard.
It's to the point where it's almost accepted, which it's kind of painful to say.
Mosno Al-Musiqi is a Nubian-American musician in Baltimore. He lived in Egypt for 6 years, and he remembers being called Black Boy and being mocked in broken Arabic.
As soon as they find out that, you know, you're a Nubian or whatever, you're like, and they would use that accent. And it's extremely annoying and, of course, very disrespectful because not everybody talks like that.
And he says the stereotype is perpetuated by Egyptian media. The dumb Nubian doorman has been a common character on Egyptian TV and film for decades.
It's always a brown man, always dressed in a turban and in a jalabiya, and speaks in broken Arabic and is not very intelligent, always making, you know, stupid comments or is being made fun of or whatever. It's always negative. I haven't seen a single positive Nubian image in the screen.
It's like the portrayal of Black Americans decades ago, he says. And these images are so pervasive in mainstream Egypt, many people don't think twice about the racism.
I think that's part of the reason why this Mansour guy was so easy to say it. Because, you know, that's what happens. If you see a brown person and they're doing something bad and you want to insult them, then that's what you call. You call them, you know, khaddam. You call them a servant. You call them, you know, a doorman. Because they're brown and that's the association that they have.
After Mansour's comments, though, something unusual happened. The video went viral and Nubian, Sudanese and Egyptian social media blew up with the hashtag support Al-Marghani. One advocacy group in Egypt even threatened to sue Mansour for inciting hatred. And in the U.S., there was an online petition calling for Mansour's firing. Mansour has since said he has nothing against Nubians and that he's not afraid of a lawsuit. As for Mosno Al-Musiqi, he says he's not so sure the reaction means things are really changing back in Egypt, but it's a start.
The fact that they are uprising, the letting people know, no, we will not stand for this, I think that in itself is a positive thing.
For The World, I'm Hanat Baba.